Health experts flagged homeless shelters, jails, and other places that have people living closely together as high risk for coronavirus spread early on in the pandemic. They're called congregant living settings. Dana Vollmer reports most central Illinois homeless shelters have kept the virus out. Jails, more of a mixed picture.
Shelters and jails face what sounds like an impossible task: maintain social distancing in a space designed to hold a large number of people who share amenities. In mid-March, facilities scrambled to secure cleaning supplies and personal protective equipment. They set up makeshift isolation rooms and called in health departments to screen those in their care. 3 months later, few seem to have trouble. The McLean County Health Department confirms no homeless shelter residents have tested positive for COVID-19. Those who oversee congregant living quarters largely chalk that up to the same things: frequent hand washing, wearing masks, aggressive cleaning, and to a certain degree, dumb luck.
By God's grace, we have not. So far, that doesn't mean that won't happen. Obviously, as we're seeing, it can kind of strike anywhere and anyone.
That's John Roki, executive director of Peoria Rescue Ministries. Roki says it helps that the shelter had fewer residents for a while. He says nearly all shelters saw their populations decrease at the beginning of the pandemic, as movement from community to community and state to state slowed.
Plus, if somebody did have any opportunity to get to family or home, I think there was more of that happening. And so now that the Restore Illinois plan has been, you know, opening up, our numbers have kind of normalized back.
Roki says the shelter restricted movement in and out in the beginning. There were also fewer places to go. Popular gathering spots like libraries were closed, and there was more encouragement to stay indoors. Even now, under partial reopening, shelter residents aren't going to highly populated and higher-risk areas like bars and stores. Major Jesse Collins is the Tri-County Coordinator for the Salvation Army.
They don't have anywhere to go, so other than going for a walk, they're not going to restaurants or anything like that.
Still, people in congregant environments are dealing with the same COVID fatigue as the rest of the community. That's according to Brandy Gerber, executive director of Heart House in Eureka.
We so badly want things to go back to normal. And, you know, we haven't had any positive cases here that it's kind of hard to remember that, you know, we still need to be careful. We still need to keep everybody safe. You know, we all have to keep ourselves in check.
Marianne Pullen, executive director of Bloomington's Home Sweet Home Ministries, says they've had to issue reminders to wear a mask and wear it properly, covering the mouth and nose.
You know, a lot of people don't like that, but, you know, we're enforcing that. You know, if you're going to stay here, if you're going to work here, you need to do it.
Things are a little more complicated in jail settings. Jail populations typically have more people cycling in and out, even with policies aimed at keeping some awaiting trial out of the facility. McLean County Sheriff John Sandage says his jail just had its first case. Sandage says the key to putting off cases until now was early precautionary measures.
First of all, when someone is brought in, we quarantine them for 14 days before they are put into a housing unit with other inmates. Like I said, just in case they are asymptomatic.
Sandage says the biggest struggle is saving room to space people out. In March, Governor J.B. Pritzker put a hold on transfers from county jails to state prisons. Pritzker reversed that decision this week. Sheriffs are now dealing with the logistics of getting sentenced people out. Sandage says the McLean County Jail has more than 40 people bound for prison.
So that severely limits our ability to segregate inmates and quarantine them, because we're kind of running out of room to do that.
And that could cause problems if the McLean County Jail's single case turns into the same issue Peoria County had. Dozens of detainees and staff tested positive in just a couple weeks. Sheriff Brian Asbell says at one point, the jail's testing positivity rate was around 17%, more than four times the regional average.
We've had testing capability. Anyone that was symptomatic, we tested. Anyone that requested a test, we tested. It just really came to a head all at once.
Asbell says he's getting a lot of questions about how COVID-19 made it into the jail. He says it could have been anything: someone recently arrested, a guard, a volunteer, or even a vendor serving the facility. And he says those in custody tend to have other coronavirus risk factors. They're largely low-income people of color.
There's a lot of individuals that don't have quality health care when they're out in the street and they come into the facility. Even though we put procedures in place to try to avoid that, you can't discount that someone that was asymptomatic made it into the general population.
Once the coronavirus was there, Asbell says, the focus became caring for patients, which can be difficult to do with just one full-time nurse on staff. There's a lot of overlap in challenges jails and shelters face to keep COVID-19 out and key distinctions. Kathy Coverston Anderson with the McLean County Health Department says jails have higher density populations than shelters. The people in the jail can come from anywhere in the county, a larger geographical area than shelters typically cover. Coverston Anderson says shelters can also turn people away when they're symptomatic. Jails, for the most part, must take people rested. I'm Dina Vollmer.
You're listening to 89.1 FM WGLT on WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media.